For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler, happy to be joined today by one of the premier safeties in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Clemson safety, Jalen Phillips. Jalen, first things first, man, appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far, man?
Man, no problem, no problem. Pleasure to be here, and the pre-draft process has been good, just taking everything day by day. I've just been dreaming mine to, even go through this process, and I'm just giving God all the glory that I'm even here right now, but just taking it day by day, putting my head down and going to work.
Jalen, you're an extremely versatile player. Obviously, you got snaps along the defensive line. You got him in the middle of the defense. You can play safety. You can play perimeter or the nickel at corner. Mm-hmm. Just what are some things, man, you're doing in this pre-draft process here as you work in these next few months and your opportunity in the NFL to maybe fine-tune your game? Is it in the run game? Is it shedding blocks? Is it just your hips and coverage? What are some things, man, that you're looking to fine-tune here in these next few months?
Within this training process, I've been really trying to just add value in every piece of my game, truly. Yeah. I feel like, I can be my biggest critic at times, and I just want to, work and perfect certain things so I can help develop my game, whether that's playing inside, being a backer, or playing deep pass or playing deep post as a safety, or playing that nickel position, or even blitzing, timing, and things like that. That's something I just always worked on, just try to add value to a team, to my team at all times, whether they need me, a guy gets banged up or anything, they need to put me in a backer, put me in that nickel or both safety spots. I just always try to, work on my game for every position on that field, truly. So one thing I always take key is, just knowing certain things for each position, just how they do their techniques and things like that.
Absolutely. I love it, man. Look, Jalen, for those out there that weren't able to watch you at Clemson here over these last few years, or just in general are unfamiliar, right, with your game, just talk to us about what an NFL team is getting in Jalen Phillips as a football player and also a leader in the locker room as well.
Right. Well, first, I want to talk about off the field. I don't think not a lot of guys pinpoint to that.
Yeah.
Off the field, man, you're getting a guy that's, about his business, that grew up, that has some adversity, that wants to, make change in his family life, and grows up, that has a different mindset, that just goes on the field, that's just going to give you his all, respected leader, all throughout my 5 years here, a captain, just someone that you can depend on, a dependable player that you can rely on and off the field. And then on the field, you're getting a hard-nosed football player, a guy that truly knows the game. He has the instincts for the game, something that we call FBI. He has football intelligence and an all-around, athletic, versatile player. That's hard on the run fits, coming downhill, coming to thump in the run fits, but can also play the post and play top-down in coverage. Covers your tight ends, can cover receivers, can cover running backs, and also can blitz. So just a very versatile player that's, 6'1", 205 to 210 pounds when playing, that can really, play multiple positions, that just add value to a team and helps out your locker room, brings the guys along with them, lead the other guys to do things the right way. And, you're just getting an overall ball player that just wants to win and has a great attitude to life and great attitude of football.
Take me into your time a little bit at Clemson, man. Obviously, walking into practice every single day, especially this year, you look at XT up front with Tyler Davis, and you got Barrett and Jeremiah in the middle. And of course, you're up top with a guy like Nate Wiggins on the perimeter, and obviously the other talent that's coming up here, and we're going to be knowing these next few years coming into the NFL. Talk to you about your time, man, just in the ACC as a whole, the competition you faced every single day in practice, and obviously strapping up on Saturdays, and how that helped you evolve as a player and as a young man as well.
Yeah, man, you name most of the guys, and there's some guys that you didn't name as well. That's just helped me gel as a player. You know, you got great guys around you that are great leaders, great ball players, man. It helps you elevate your game. And guys like TD, guys like Rook, you know, the Nate Wiggins, the Trotters, Sheridan Jones, and the guys on offense too. Shipley, you know, Cade and all those guys, man, they help you get better. When you're out here at practice going against the best of the best of the country, those days make Saturday easy. So, man, those guys definitely pushed me throughout this process. You know, most of those guys I came in here with, and each and every day, man, we know what goal we wanted. At the end of the day, as a team, we wanted to win a lot of games for Coach Sweeney, because we truly believed what he believed in, and Coach Sweeney believes in culture, and that's just what we have here at Clemson. Truly, it's a special place, and I'm just glad that I was able to come here and be with the players that I were here with, and they definitely pushed me to where I am now.
I love to hear that. Jalen, take me into your game week, your film study, things that help you win, really, before the ball's ever snapped. Are there certain things that you look at? I know at different alignments, there's different things that you got to do. Obviously, when you're closer to the line of scrimmage, things start to pick up in speed just a little bit. But you talked about your ability to come downhill and knock some chin straps off, which I love to see in your game. I know NFL teams love to see it as well. Talk about just take me into your game week and your film study and that helps you win a rep before the ball's ever snapped.
Yeah, the major thing for me, you know, at safety, you got to know what everybody's doing around you first. So you got to know your playbook and know your game plan first. So the thing that I try to focus on the week is focus on my game plan, the ins and outs of the game plans, knowing where my help is, knowing where certain guys, knowing what gap, you know, everyone is. And then watching film, you know, first I look at the down and distance and the personnel. That right there is going to tell me a lot. That's going to eliminate a lot of plays. That's going to eliminate know who's probably not getting the ball, who is getting the ball. So personnel and down the distance. Then I just, you know, go through, you know, their favorite plays throughout that, you know, personnel right there. And down the distance they're running, you know, third down. They know that we're a pressure team and we like to play man, so they might run a man beater. Okay, so what are those man beaters? That's something I just processed through my head. You know, first down, are they trying to be aggressive first down and take a shot, or are they trying to, you know, get into the run game, you know, develop the game for the offense. Just little things like that that you try to pick up on as you watch film during the week, so you have a, you know, a good, you know, relation to what they do, you know, so you're not just out there on Saturdays just playing. You know, you can have – that's how you create those instincts, and that's how you create, you know, some of those plays that you see out there, you know, fitting those gaps, blitzing gaps, because you see certain tendencies throughout the week when you're watching film. So film is a – big thing to me. That's why, you know, this week at practice, your game plan can see your game plan can mean a lot. Like, you can go on Twitter sometimes and they might try to blame somebody else for a play, but they don't know the true game plan. Thing about it, it could be a whole another bus somewhere that people don't see, or it could be a long run and everybody can be, you know, blaming the backer or the safety, but nobody really seen, you know, the three technique, the loop to the B gap. Like, let's be little things, little details like that I try to get down. So he can just help polish my game on Saturdays and make it easy.
Jalen, man, you talked about your versatility and really your willingness to do it all. And we talked about on defense, but you also are a guy that lines up and runs people down on special teams as well. Something that goes overlooked every single year in the NFL draft process and really in football as a whole, for someone to be able to flip the field, pin people deep, things like that to help teams win football games. And you obviously over 600 snaps and your career at Clemson, multiple years that you were there. Can you just talk about your willingness to do it all, not just on defense, but also be a multi-phase contributor, to line up on defense at linebacker or at safety, play the post, and then go out at gunner and wrangle people down in space?
Yeah, special teams, man, that's a whole third of the game. You know, special teams, that's how you bring value. Something here I took pride in, you know, my early years here is that, man, if I'm a starter on special teams, I'm a starter on the team.
Yeah.
That's the mindset that I truly took place. You know, I'm not a starter right now, offense or defense, but I can, if I'm a starter on special teams, you know, I can bring that value. And I feel like right now, man, the game at the safety position and the defensive positions, man, the more you bring value to the team, the more they're going to want you. And that's just something I wanted to do throughout my career, just bring value to my team, do whatever I can while I can. So you know, I won't have no regrets and just go out there and try to help, you know. I'm a body that can, at 6'1", you know, 200 plus pounds, you can play multiple positions. Mm-hmm. You know, the punt gunner, you can play punt return, hold up, block and hold up and blitz, kickoff return, block and shed, and like little things like that. You know, at my size, I feel like I can do a lot of things. So I'm just glad I, you know, took advantage of those opportunities and was able to play a lot of special teams down just to show teams, you know, that I'm willing to do whatever, you know. I'm not too high on myself to not play special teams. I'm willing to do the dirty work. And, you know, that's what I, you know, wanted to show teams throughout my years here.
Absolutely. Look, you have your own level skill set, right? You got your own things that you do well, or maybe some things that you're even looking to work on. Are there guys that are active in today's game, maybe inactive in the past, that have that similar type of skill set of you as far as someone that can play high, play low, also play some special teams, have that similar certain versatility? Because as you know, Jalen, don't need to say it to you, but teams live in sub nowadays and in college and at the NFL level. So are there some guys maybe that you take things from their game and add to your game as well on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I'm a guy that loves football, you know, truly loves football, and been playing this since I was 4 years old.
Right.
So I'm a guy that loves football. I'm definitely always on YouTube and on these DB pages, you know, just looking at film and things like that. A guy that I look up to is Andre Sisco from the Jags, okay. Petrie from the Texans, you know, Derwin James. It's those type of players that, you know, has a feel for the football. They're always around the football. You catch them on special teams. You just catch them making those big plays. And it makes most of the plays that go, you know, unnoticed. You know, at safety, you might have to spill a pulling guard or a pulling tackle or, you know, little things like that for the other player to make a play. Like, they make that difference for their defense. And you can just tell that they're the heart and soul for their teams. And those are guys that, I look up to and things like that. Just take little nuggets from their game, for sure.
We talked about your game on the field, Jalen. What are some things, man, when you're not strapped up that you like to maybe get into off the field? Are you a gaming guy? You like to travel, cook? I mean, what are some things you like to do, man, away from football?
Oh, man. I like to be at peace, truly, you know, off the field.
Right.
Off the field, definitely around my loved ones, you know, just get away from the game a little bit, around my loved ones, listen to music, playing the game for sure, and yeah, I actually do like to cook, for sure. I think I'm really good cook, actually. I like to cook in my free time, you know, save money and things like that. But I truly like to be at peace and just be around my loved ones, you know, just talk life and go try things with my family and things like that. So nothing much.
So I got to ask you, if you like to cook, I also like to cook myself. Or you got, what's your favorite food? What's kind of your go-to? And don't say spaghetti or something simple like that. You got to give me something a little more.
Nah. So I'm going to a seared salmon
okay.
Alfredo.
Okay.
With some spinach, you know, in there as well. So I'm a big salmon guy. Salmon's been my go-to lately. And I've been cooking some salmon and rice. Things like that, and I can also dive into the, you know, my wings. Well, certain things, it depends on the day, honestly.
Absolutely, I'd love to hear that, man. Look, Jalen, last one for you, man, before we get you out of here. When you look back on this process from first time you strapped up to your high school career, obviously now in your years at Clemson, the Power 5 Conference, the success that you had, what is your why? I always like to ask guys this as far as what is your driving force when you put your feet on the ground every single day and you roll out of bed and you say, I'm going to try to be the best individual that I can be, both on the field, off the field, and now obviously just a few months away from this NFL draft process and just really kicking things into gear as you move into your first NFL season. Just what is your why for Jalen? What's your why for Jalen Phillips?
Yeah, every day I wake up, you know, one thing I'm big on is my faith and my why and everything, why I do everything is, you know, simply my family and just, you know, just giving my all and what I love to do. And my family is everything to me. Just, you know, everything that we've been through growing up, the adversity, you know, the hard times or, you know, things might not go your way. You know, just having that middle mindset that, you know, everything I do is, you know, for the people I love. And, you know, they just drive me. The sacrifices that they put into me to get to where I'm at. You know, I'm just coming out here, just giving my all for them, you know, and just squeezing the lemon out of the game of football, man, and just truly just taking advantage of every opportunity I have and just doing it all for them and for Christ.
All right, everyone, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Clemson safety, nickel, perimeter corner, linebacker, Jalen Phillips, really does it all. Snaps everywhere within all three levels for the Clemson Tigers over his years down there in the ACC, down there in Death Valley. Look, this, the day and age of guys to where you just play one static position, it's just, it doesn't exist anymore, guys. And specifically for a guy like Jalen, he talked about his size, nearly 6'1", 205, 210 pounds, the ability to play inside that contact window against a tight end or a receiver, shed blocks on guards, tackles, make plays on special teams. I mentioned over 600 career snaps for a guy like Jalen at Clemson on special teams, the willingness to do it all. There's not a single team in the NFL that turns down guys like Jalen Phillips. Well, obviously the Power 5 experience, Clemson helmet that he wore, the success that he had, and type of ball player and skill set that he has to come and make an impact in multiple phases. There's all 32 NFL teams love guys like Jalen Phillips. So my appreciation, my thanks goes out to him for taking time out of his schedule. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find my work if you don't follow me there on X at _ Ryan Fowler, as well as on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So a lot more of these prospect interviews to come as we move forward towards the 2024 NFL Draft. This podcast can be found on all podcast platforms. And as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. So I'll talk to you soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.